shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery Public Schools held its final board meeting of 2019 last night. Board members say achievement and financial numbers show the school system is moving in the right direction. Tuskegee police have identified the person killed in a shooting over the weekend. Police say the victim is 22-year-old Gregory Perry of Tuskegee. Another person was also shot and taken to the hospital. No word on their condition this morning. Right now, no arrests have been made in the case. And former state senator Hank Sanders is speaking out against the Alabama Bicentennial Celebration. He says that despite the ads and the monuments that represent Native Americans and African Americans, he still finds fault in the way their histories are expressed by the state of Alabama. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
A police standoff ends in gunfire at a New Jersey City kosher market, leaving six people dead, including a cop.
We have no inkling what the motive was yet.
A federal judge in Texas has blocked the Trump administration from using billions of dollars in Pentagon funds originally to be used for military construction projects to build the border wall.
Next year's defense budget includes money for a space force. Congress should vote on it this week.
House Democrats announced two articles of impeachment against President Trump. The House Judiciary votes this week to send the articles to the full House.
It's a disgrace that people can make impeachment out of nothing.
Marie Fredriksson, the singer of the popular late 80s, early 90s pop group Roxette, has died at age 61 following a long illness.
A teenage runaway from North Carolina is back home safe and sound after he was found camping out in a Bed Bath & Beyond store.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Wow, that was fast. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday. 272-9228, that's where we are. Any caller, including Sam, can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket. What's in there? Gift Basket, $60 worth of goodies you put in there for Sweet Creek Farm Market. Also, don't forget to check out the breakfast with Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus, two separate breakfasts this Saturday. Call 280-FARM, 280-FARM. They don't have many tickets left. Also, I have under good authority that Evangel Temple is running low on oranges. So if you want it, Evangel Church. If you want to get some oranges, grapefruits or tangelos or the fruit gift basket, go by and see them. Tell me you're a Dan Morris Show listener. Ask for Jack Temple, good friend of the show, good personal friend to both Joey and myself.
Absolutely.
Great, great guy. Let's go to Sam. Sam, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Dan, you sniffed me out. I heard you. Yeah, I do want to get in on the Sweet Creek.
Give me your month and day of birth.
3/5.
You got that, Joe, son? You're in. When do we do that drawing?
Oh, we do the drawing on Fridays.
What time?
Between 2:30. Pardon?
What time?
Oh, between 2:30 and 2:45.
There you go, big guy. You got it.
That's right. And I, like you said, I do believe it's the one of the best drawings or whatnot of things to participate in around town.
It really is. I mean, I had a competitor station tell me that.
Yeah, man. It's really thoughtful. It really is. And I was listening to your show a minute ago, and Lindsey Graham, what he said, there was something that really rung my ear. It caught my attention. And I was going to ask you, I always go back to this. Do you remember 12, 14 years ago about Dr. Frederick Whitehurst? He was head of the FBI labs. He was being pressured to falsify evidence, and he was a whistleblower. And he got run off for his troubles, and he had to sue. They did pay him off eventually. But when, I never did hear who was pressuring him within the FBI. But I mean, he's head of the labs. He wasn't the head janitor. He was head of the FBI labs. And I thought that was pretty slick, Lindsey. He slipped that in there, and it just, to me, it was like a inside jab. It just, that's my two cents on that. What you think?
Yeah, they tried to corner Horowitz on the IG, the whistleblower thing. He said that whistleblower by law should not be, you know, outed. And yes. Then Lindsey Graham does another one of his lean back in his chair, waited to the right time, and then he basically asked him, where does it say that in the law? And Horowitz couldn't find it.
Yeah. I'm hoping there's some light and justice, because there's been some underhanded dealings for a while.
I tell you what, particularly in watching, I am so encouraged in watching this today, because it tells me that the Republicans are on the scent, and the Democrats are trying to get them off of the scent, and the Republicans are just tenacious. Even Grassley, who's not quite the sharpest, quickest mind that's on this committee, but even he was on this thing pretty well.
You know, it's amazing. You can tell when people are on their game and they're prepared. And I wanted to throw this out there. You and Joy are missing an opportunity. Today would be a good day to be out on a remote somewhere, standing out in the middle of a parking lot with this 20-mile-an-hour wind. Yeah.
Well, thanks, Sam. We appreciate that.
Well, you know, man, it's part of the adventure. Good radio. Dan, love your show. I'll talk to y'all later.
Thanks, Sam. Listen in on Friday. We're going to do that drawing.
Oh, I will. Out here.
Okay, let's continue on with Lindsey.
Oh, also, Pence is stupid. Whatever.
That's from
Blindsmith.
This
is what the guy's saying right after the election. And it's just hard not to feel like the FBI caused some of this. It was a razor thin in some states. Documents investigating Trump staff.
Had to dump that.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
And this is the one that gets me the most.
Okay.
November the 22nd, shortly after the election of Donald J. Trump, the FBI lawyer in charge of supervising the FISA process tweets out to friends, "Viva la resistance." What are the odds that this guy might do something wrong? Would you have to be part of a right-wing conspiracy to predict in the future maybe this guy will get off script? Folks, if these are a few irregularities, the rule of law in this country is dead. And here's the good news. These are not a few irregularities. These are a few bad people that couldn't believe Trump won, didn't want him to win, and when he won, couldn't tolerate the fact that he won. And all these smelly people elected him. This is bad stuff. So if you get out of this report, lawful investigation with a few irregularities, it says more about you than Mr. Horowitz. Now, how the hell did this whole thing start? What got us here today? They open up a counterintelligence investigation in July. We know the Russians are messing in our election. And it was the Russians, ladies and gentlemen, who stole the Democratic National Committee emails, Podesta's emails, and screwed around with Hillary Clinton. It wasn't the Ukrainians. It was the Russians. And they're coming after us again. So to be concerned that the Russians are messing with presidential campaigns was a legitimate concern. So they looked around at the Trump campaign and said, well, let's see if we can protect the Trump campaign. Carter Page went to Moscow a lot, made speeches. If you've ever met Carter Page, one thing you will not accuse him of is being James Bond. This poor guy, Papadopoulos, picked by Sam Clovis to be part of Trump's national security team.
Listen to this.
This national security team was literally picked up off the street. If you've had a photo with Donald Trump, you spent more time with Donald Trump than Papadopoulos and Page. They're not paid, they're volunteers. But the FBI thinks we need to watch these guys with Manafort, as well as, who's the other one? Flynn, General Flynn. So they open up a counterintelligence investigation. Let's assume for a moment that the small predicate you need has been met. What the hell happened after they opened it up? What did they find? Were their suspicions validated? Or did they find at every turn it's really not true and they ignored it? So, one of the first things they tried to do was to get a warrant under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act to follow Carter Page, a volunteer for the campaign, an American citizen. They applied for the warrant internally in August of 2016, and the lawyers say you don't have enough. Why? Because they had nothing. Maybe this reasonable articulation is this small, but to get a warrant from a court, you got to have probable cause. So the lawyer's saying you don't have it. Everybody is now frustrated, folks. That's not the right answer. So McCabe suggests, the number two guy at the FBI.
Good.
Well, let's go look at this Steele dossier. Maybe that will get us over the hump. Just stay tuned. We'll talk about that in a minute. So on September the 19th, for the first time, they introduced the Steele dossier into the warrant application process. It worked. September the 21st, they get a sign off, let's go get a warrant. The dossier got them to where they wanted to go. As you say, Mr. Horowitz, it was central and basically outcome determinative. Without this dossier, they go nowhere. With it, they're off to the races. Who is Christopher Steele?
That's great.
You thought these other people were bad. Wait till you hear about this guy. Christopher Steele was a former MI6, is that right? 6-5, whatever it is. He was a British agent. Retired. He had a new line of business. He was hired by a company called Fusion GPS to investigate Donald Trump. Okay, you want to look at foreign influence? You're about to find it. Fusion GPS is on the payroll of the Democratic National Party. Christopher Steele is working for a company to find dirt on Trump, and the money comes from the Democratic Party. Did they tell the court this? No. Is that a bit unnerving? Would be to me. So Christopher Steele is on the payroll of a company funded by the Democratic Party. Here's what Bruce Orr tells the FBI about Christopher Steele.
Listen.
He was desperate that Donald Trump not get elected and was passionate about him not being the U.S. president. This is the guy that gave them the work product to get the warrant. Steele told Orr that if Trump won the elections, Steele's source network may be in jeopardy by a new FBI director and new agency heads appointed by Trump, who would have a higher degree of loyalty to the new president and could decide to take action against Steele and his source network. Let me tell you about Christopher Steele. Orr was right. He was on a mission to get Donald Trump. Not only did he provide the dossier that made the difference in getting a warrant, his biases were well known. He was shopping the dossier. Do we have it? To anybody and everybody in the media and in politics to see if they would print it. The reason the FBI cut him loose was because they found out he was shopping this thing around to media outlets rather than being a valid source. But after they knew he was shopping it around, they kept him around anyway because Mr. Orr kept talking to him. And you think that's it. Bruce Orr's wife worked with Christopher Steele. She was employed by Fusion GPS, the wife of the number four guy at the FBI. Christopher Steele went all over the United States trying to get media outlets to publish this garbage. The first thing is about the golden shower, about the sexual encounter that President Trump supposedly had in a Ritz-Carlton hotel in Russia. Let me tell you how I come to find out about Christopher Steele's work product. In December of 2016, John McCain goes to a national security conference in Canada, and somebody tells him about the Steele dossier, and it's bad and you need to know about it. And it gets to John McCain. John McCain puts it in his safe. He gives it to me, and I read it. And the first thing I thought of was, oh, my God. One of two things. This could be Russian disinformation, or they may have something on Trump. If you read this document, the first thing you would think of is they got something on Donald Trump. It is stunning. It is damning. It is salacious. And it's a bunch of crap. They finally find the guy that prepared all the information. But a little bit about Steele. In 2015, the British Intelligence Service said, you need to watch this guy, he's not reliable. They take time to go to London to check Steele out. And they're told he demonstrates lack of self-awareness, poor judgment, keen to help, but underpinned by poor judgment. Judgment pursuing people with political risk, but no intel value. If you'd spend 30 minutes looking at Christopher Steele, you would understand this guy is biased. He's got an axe to grind. He's on the payroll of the opposing party. Take anything he says with a grain of salt. In January 2017, the FBI figures out who the subsource of the Steele dossier is. What you need to know, this is not what Steele found himself.
This is new.
This is what he gathered from one person. They finally found out who this one person is. They go talk to him in January 2017.
Where's that summary?
Five people interview the primary subsource, the guy that provided Steele with everything. And they showed him the dossier. Read pages 186 to 190. What does the Russian guy tell the FBI about the dossier? That Steele misstated or exaggerated the prime subsource's statements. That Trump's alleged sexual activities at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel in Moscow was rumor and speculation. He went on to say he heard it at a bar. And in the report, it suggests that a Western employee of the Ritz-Carlton confirmed this escapade by then private citizen Trump. When he read that, he says, that's not true. I never told Steele that somebody working for the Ritz-Carlton confirmed this. I heard it at a bar. Primary subsource stated that he never expected Steele to put the primary subsource's statements in reports or present them as facts. They were word of mouth and hearsay. conversations had with friends over beers, or statements made in jest that should be taken with a grain of salt. So in January 2017, the person who did all the assembling of the information for the now famous Steele dossier tells the FBI, I disavow everything in there. Now, what should happen? Time out. Let's reassess.
Let's do this. Maybe let me go to a break so you can hear the answer to this. The Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
It's not just about sex.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This year, don't just say happy holidays. Get a gift that says, I love every moment that led us here. With the incredible selection of Levion jewelry at Jared and more exclusive designs than any other store in the world, it's a perfect place to find a gift that says it all. Shop the Levion Fall in Love event from December 3rd to 12th for exclusive offers, including $100 off any Levion purchase, only at Jared.
Get a promo code or find a store near you at jared.com. Exclusions apply. See store or jared.com/Levion for complete details.
Hoping to stretch that tank of gas even farther? Stop into AutoZone today. We've got great deals on products that'll help you maximize fuel economy and get more out of your ride, like two bottles of STP gas treatment for just $6. And if you're dealing with a pesky check engine light, check out our free AutoZone Fix Finder service. It'll troubleshoot the likely cause of your light free of charge. You can do it. Visit AutoZone.com or stop into your local AutoZone today, and we'll help you drive with confidence. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Hi, this is Blue Water Chief Meteorologist Rich Thomas, wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Okay, we're at the point of the dossier and how it all kind of came together here. Let's continue on with
that. That the FBI would slow down because this is the outcome determinative document that's just had a hole blown through it. They don't slow down. They use the document they now know to be a bunch of garbage twice more to get a warning against Carter Page. I hope Carter Page gets a lawyer and sues the hell out of the Department of Justice and the FBI. Two more warrants were obtained by the Department of Justice and the FBI after being told in January by the Russian guys all a bunch of bull. But it gets worse. Here's how they describe the interview to the court. The FBI found that the Russian-based subsource to be truthful and cooperative. Nothing about, and oh, by the way, He said everything in there is a bunch of bull. You knew in January 2017, if there was no doubt before, you know by the guy who prepared it that he disavowed everything. It's not true. It's a grain of salt. You shouldn't. I didn't say all these things. Instead of stopping, they keep going. And instead of telling the court the truth, what they're required to do, they lie to the court. A few irregularities. How would you like this to happen in your life? How would you like to be on the receiving end of this? To our people in the news business, what would you like? How would you like this to be your news organization? In January 2017, there is no benefit of the doubt to be given. These five people from the Department of Justice and the FBI have been told by the one guy who did all the work as a bunch of garbage. And the question is, how far up to the system did it go? Why did they apply for warrants twice more? Why didn't they stop? Everybody wants to know, was there any bias here? What motivated these people? Why do you think they kept going? Maybe because they were on a mission, not to protect Trump, but to protect us from Trump. That's what they were trying. Protect all of us smelly people from Donald Trump. That's what this is about. Whether you believe it or not, I believe it. And you know what? It could happen to y'all next time. There's some pretty passionate people on our side that I wouldn't want to be investigating any of you. So what happens next? They get a warrant twice more when they know it's a bunch of garbage. They lie to the court about the actual interview. I don't know what McCabe and Comey knew, but I'm dying to find out, and should they have known. June 2017. This is the next time they take the law in their own hands. Mr. Kleinsmith, 6 months after being told the dossier is a bunch of garbage, Kleinsmith alters an email from the CIA to change it from he is to he's not. Because if they had told the court that Page was working for the CIA, it explains the contact in the dossier. Mr. Kleinsmith had a chance in his mind to make things right, and he took it. Why did he take the law in his own hands? Why did he doctor the email? Did it have anything to do with the way he sees Donald Trump's presidency? You know what? It really doesn't matter what he was thinking. It matters what he did. And I'm glad you found out what he did. I'm glad you told the country what he did, because I'm hoping that nobody will ever do it again. So, Mr. Horowitz, the 17 irregularities that you found, some of them are earth-shattering. Some of them should scare the hell out of all of us. I just want to end sort of where I began. This is not normal. Don't judge the FBI and the Department of Justice by these characters. We're better than this. Like many of you, I've worked with the FBI a lot of my time in government. I have a great respect for it. Director Ray, you got a problem. And for this hearing to mean anything, we got to fix it. And the way we fix it is listen to Mr. Horowitz and get the director of the FBI in here to try to find out a way to make sure this never happens again to any politician in this country. It's Trump today, it could be you or me tomorrow. And imagine, ladies and gentlemen, if they can do this to the candidate for the president of the United States, what could they do to you? So the Trump presidency will end in a year or 5 years. I don't know when. I hope he gets reelected. But we can't write this off as being just about one man or one event. We've got to understand how off the rails the system got. And I'll leave with some optimism here. I think Democrats and Republicans are willing to make sure this never happens again. That if you open up a counterintelligence investigation on a presidential campaign in the future, there needs to be more checks and balances. I want you to audit the FISA process. Mike Lee and Senator Leahy are probably the standard bearers for civil liberties. Cruz, a lot of people, we all care, but these are the two that constantly want to make sure that somebody's watching those who watch us. They're worried about metadata. While I may not agree with all of your concerns or all of your solutions, I respect the fact that you care. I hope you won't treat this report as finding a lawful investigation with a few irregularities. I'm a pretty hawkish guy. But if the court doesn't take corrective action and do something about being manipulated and lied to, you will lose my support. I know a lot about what's going on out there to hurt us, and they're real threats, and they're real agents, and they're really bad actors out there. I'd hate to lose the ability of the FISA court to operate at a time probably when we need it the most. But after your report, I have serious concerns about whether the FISA court can continue unless there's fundamental reform. After your report, I think we need to rewrite the rules of how you start a counterintelligence investigation and the checks and balances that we need. Mr. Horowitz, for us to do justice to your report, we have to do more than try to shade this report one way or the other. We have to address the underlying problem of a system in the hands of a few bad people can do a lot of damage. Thank you very much.
That was outstanding. Outstanding. He's moved over. He's on the other side of the line there. We're going to be back with more right after this.
Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz testifies the FBI had sufficient evidence to launch an investigation of the Trump campaign's Russia contacts.
Still, Horowitz tells the Senate Judiciary Committee investigators made serious mistakes and errors in applying for surveillance warrants, including omitting information.
We also did not receive satisfactory explanations for any of the errors or omissions we identified.
Horowitz says there's no evidence political bias played a role. That is a conclusion disputed by Republicans.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. Jersey City, New Jersey Mayor Stephen Fulop says two gunmen who killed three people before dying in a police shootout targeted the Jewish market where it happened.
The perpetrator stopped in front of there, calmly opened the door with two long rifles, him and the other perpetrator, and began firing from the street.
A police detective was killed at a cemetery before the shootout. America's listening to Fox News.
Hello, this is Steve Northington with Cat House Marine. We've been an advertiser with Blue Water Broadcasting and have enjoyed tremendous results. I credit Blue Water Broadcasting for the wonderful growth that we've experienced the past few years.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. What a big weather change from yesterday. Big change of reality. Breezy, cool, a little brisk today with a high temperature up to about 56. But that north wind of 10 to 15, occasionally gusting up to 20 miles per hour, will put a real bite in the air. Tonight, the winds die down, clear, cold, overnight low temperature 38. Tomorrow, we'll be in the mid-50s again. I can't rule out an isolated shower by afternoon, but I think most of the day will be dry. Better rain chances Thursday night into Friday as the next storm system comes out of the Gulf. The weekend looks dry. It looks like we'll be mild with temperatures in the mid-60s. And then another big deal storm system coming in Monday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are.
Listen to the wind blow, watch the sun rise. Run in the shadows.
Let's go back to Lindsey Graham asking Horowitz questions, and then we'll kind of get into our normal stuff here.
Much, and again, to your team, thank you for the service you've done to the country here. The FBI, former FBI Director James Comey said this week that your report vindicates him. Is that a fair assessment of your report?
I think the activities we found here don't vindicate anybody who touched this.
Okay. Let's run a clip here.
Wow.
This is what Comey said in 2018. It would be nice to have sound. Do we have sound? Okay. Never mind, I'll read it. Director Comey, the reporter's asking him, can I ask you a question on FISA abuse? It's a major issue for the Republicans. Do you have a total confidence in the dossier when you used it to secure a surveillance warrant and also in the subsequent renewals? This was asked in December of 2018, about a year ago. Comey, I have total confidence that the FISA process was followed, that the entire case was handled in a thoughtful, responsible way by DOJ and the FBI. I think the notion that FISA was abused here is nonsense. Would it be fair to say that you take issue with that statement?
Certainly our findings were that there were significant problems.
So when Comey speaks about FISA, you shouldn't listen. You should listen to Mr. Horowitz. He's not vindicated, and to be concerned about the FISA warrant process is not nonsense. Christopher Steele, is it fair to say that he had a political bias against Donald Trump?
He, given who he was paid for, there was a bias that needed to be disclosed to the court.
Does it seem that he all personally had a bias, not just because he's on the payroll of the Democratic Party, but he...
Well, we found in the course of this and heard from Mr. Orr about his comment to him that he was desperate to prevent Mr. Trump's election.
Again, this is the guy that provides the dossier that gets the warrant over the top against Carter Page. He's paid for by the Democratic Party and he personally believes it's bad for Donald Trump to win. He's marketing the dossier, which is a bunch of garbage, to anybody and everybody. To me, that's important. Is that important to you?
Any evidence of bias is supposed to be disclosed to the court and to the department lawyers.
Okay, so let's play this out. In January 2017, when they figure out the primary subsource and they talk to the Russian guy that provided steal all the information, what should the FBI have done at that moment?
Listen.
Two things. Reconsidered internally where things stood and, most importantly, told the lawyers at the Justice Department who they were asking to help them get a FISA.
And there are five people in that interview, right?
Correct.
Okay. Are you going to make sure those five people are known to the higher-ups?
They are all part of the referral that I mentioned earlier.
Okay. Did they have a duty to report to their supervisors and eventually to the court exculpatory information?
Absolutely.
They did not?
They did not.
Why?
That's the question I can't specifically answer for you.
Can you say it wasn't because of political bias?
On decisions regarding those FISA matters, I do not know their state of mind at this point.
So we're talking about actions now and trying to figure out what would motivate people. Do you think Comey McCabe should have known?
That's a challenging question. As we explain in the report, there were multiple briefings up the chain, including to the director and the deputy director. We don't have a clear record of what precisely they were told, and as you know, as information flows upstream.
Would you be surprised if it didn't make it up the system? Something this earth-shattering?
I'm not going to speculate as to what might or might not
have. Did Strzok know?
So Mr. Strzok, there are three iterations of the team. Mr. Strzok actually transitions off as the on this matter in January of 2017. So it's not, I might have to go back and look precisely.
Well, in February, he mentions that Steele can't verify.
Correct.
So pretty clear to me that it got up. So the court should have been told they were not.
Correct.
How did they describe this meeting to the court in the warrant application?
So in the second and third renewals, the last two applications, they told the court that they had interviewed Steele's primary subsource, on whom Steele relied in writing the reporting, and that they found the primary subsource to be credible. They did not tell the court or the department lawyers any of the information which would have allowed them to know that if you found the primary subsource credible, you couldn't have also found the Steele reporting credible.
Did they mislead the court?
That was misleading to the court and to the department to not know that
information. So they did two things in January 2017. They failed to report, obviously, exculpatory information. And when they did report to the court about the interview, they lied about it.
But let me add also that a year later, in June of 2018, when the department sent a Rule 13 letter to the court informing them of other information that had not been provided to the court, the department still didn't know about the primary subsource information. And so when the department in its letter said that it still stood behind the FISA applications,
very interesting,
they referenced the primary subsource again and the fact that the FBI found that person.
So are these the best and brightest we have?
Well, certainly the FBI, the actions of the FBI agents on this were not.
So McCabe handpicks these people. Are they representative of the department as a whole, in your view?
I certainly hope that that is not the way others are following these practices.
Pause it right here. See how Lindsey Graham is taking him down a path there?
Yeah.
He is doing a brilliant job.
Yeah,
he's basically saying there is bias in there, but the fact that somebody didn't tell you they were biased, or you didn't see the bias, you're seeing it through their actions. Lindsey is great with this thing.
This is amazing. It's great stuff by Lindsey Graham.
Okay, so let's fast forward now to June of 2016. Mr. Kleinsmith, who's he?
I'm going to defer on speaking about people who we don't name specifically in the report.
Who's the guy that altered? Tell me about the guy that altered the email from the CIA.
So there was a lawyer in the Office of General Counsel at the FBI who was the line attorney working with the agents and counterparts at the National Security Division on the FISA. And that individual in June of 2017, as the last application was being prepared, and immediately following Mr. Page, Carter Page, going to news outlets after word of the FISAs hit the news media, and said to the news media, I was someone who worked with U.S. intelligence agencies, not someone who worked against them. Lawyers and agents went and said, we've got to figure out what's the story. Is that what happened? The lawyer, the OGC attorney for the FBI, reached out to a liaison at the other government agency that was at issue, asked the question, was Mr. Page a source or a contact of some sort for your organization? The report back in the email referenced the August 2016 memorandum that agency had provided to the FBI that I mentioned in my opening statement the FBI did no follow-up on, and said what that liaison's general recollection was, that Mr. Page was or is someone who had a relationship with the entity, with the other government agency, but that the lawyer should go look at the report for confirmation. The lawyer then had a conversation with the FBI agent who was going to be the affiant, the person who swore out that final application, FISA application. The agent told us, and is detailed in here, was concerned about what he had learned, about what Page said publicly, and wanted a definitive answer, as he put it, as to whether Page was...
Because if the agent, if Carter Page was actually telling the truth, it changes one of the predicates to consider him a foreign agent.
That was the concern of the agent. Yeah. And it was the agent who was going to be swearing out
if complaint. True, it would be helpful to Mr. Page.
It certainly could have and may well have been very helpful to Mr. Page.
Okay.
But it's at a minimum, without any doubt, it should have been known, it should have been followed up on, and it should have been told.
What did this lawyer do?
The FBI. When the lawyer had the discussion with the agent, and the agent said, I want to see it, do you have it in writing? The lawyer said he did, and he forwarded the liaison's email, but altered it to insert the words, and not a source, into the email.
So he doctored it.
He doctored the original email from the liaison.
It made it look like the CIA denied knowing Mr. Page.
It flatly stated that he was not a source.
Okay, now just imagine, folks, you're representing somebody as a defense attorney and they do this to one of your clients. I hope somebody pays a price for this, whether you like Trump or not. So why did Mr. Klein Smith, that's who we're talking about, you have said, I'll say it, what motivated him to do that?
It is unknown as to precisely why he did it, but
the Viva La Resistance right. guy.
I was going to mention, we reference in here the text messages you mentioned, and we have not made a determination, but rather, as we note in here, when we learn this, we notified the Attorney General and the FBI director and referred it to
you. You did a great job. The old adage is, if you wake up and there's the lawn is wet, you can assume it rained.
Let me go to a break here. We're going to come back. More on the Dan Moore Show. This is great stuff.
The Dan Moore Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell, afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A Montgomery firefighter called us with a four-alarm financial fiasco. He wanted to retire early, but had to clear up considerable credit card debt. Alabama Home Mortgage cut his monthly payment by $636 and got him $37,000 to extinguish the credit card inferno.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly payments much sooner than you ever thought was possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you could save with your Alabama Home Mortgage.
Folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com and apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm LaDonna Brooks, the traffic director at Blue Water Broadcasting, wishing your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Like a star that can wait for night.
272-9228, that's where we are.
I hate to think I've been blinded, baby. What can I see tonight?
I want to tell you something, guys. This is some serious home run material. But, as I always tell you, how this is going to play on ABC, NBC, and CBS is going to be the interesting part. And the Dems are trying to get their shots in, going, is Bill Barr, you know, what do you think of him? And the fact that he didn't help you out with, and that was a part of the question from Feinstein, that did Bill Barr offer any information about the things that he's spoken of, and he's told him no. So, you know, they're trying to put this on Bill Barr in a way. I'll wait till you hear the Morning Joe stuff. Let's go to Jim. Jim, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Yeah, Dan, that's kind of what I was going to ask you. How is this going to spend the night, you know, on MSNBC and CNN?
Well, you can forget about MSNBC and CNN as far as audience. Their audience is so low, it doesn't matter. But now ABC, ABC, NBC, and CBS, different story. And they're not covering it, and so therefore it's going to be what's on their nightly news tonight that's going to matter.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I heard that Adam Schiff was spotted in his office under his desk in the fetal position, sucking on his thumb. So I wonder, you know, you got to know what these people are thinking now. They're going, holy crap.
Yeah, let me tell you something. Adam Schiff has got some other problems, and we may get to those cuts a little bit later on. But the outing people, he's about to get sued. He's got some issues. And now the whistleblower is now, we've learned, did not sign the document correctly and falsified information in it. Such as the first person he talked to was IG, and it wasn't.
Yeah, well, I guess old Pelosi there, she's going, well, I messed that one up. Yeah, she wished she'd never opened that can of worms.
Yeah, let me tell you what, and here is what I think happened. I think Adam Schiff convinced her that he was the guy. He gave her some stuff, told her about the whistleblower. They thought they had him. That's why she went to the bank on that before she even got to the call transcript. And because she was going to take it to the bank, because she thought what Adam Schiff had told her was correct. The problem is she didn't know that Adam Schiff's a damn liar. She didn't take that into account.
Yeah, it's gonna be. I'm really interested to watch the other news outlets and see how they're spinning this thing. You know, and then I guess in the morning, your buddy there, Joe and Mika, will be put their slanted spin on it.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you, they were really bad yesterday, but they were bad today also. They called Bill Barr every name in the book.
Yeah, I notice every time Joe Scarborough talks, you know, he lies all the time. So every time he lies, his hair keeps getting taller and taller on top of his head.
Well, let me tell you what, I have zero respect for Joe Scarborough, zero, because he is just, he's such a spirit carrier for the Democrats, and he thinks he's doing it because of righteousness, political righteousness, and let me tell you what, he is just blind obedience, as John Dean said.
Yeah, I tell you what, this has been some exciting stuff today.
Yeah, let me tell you.
There's really some meat.
Yeah, and if you when you go through and you take this thing and into pieces the way we're doing, you see Lindsey Graham did a brilliant job of moving Horowitz into this kind of mealy mouth, not anything there. I'm just kind of doing my job. This is an administrative report. He gets down to some hard hitting stuff here.
Hope we can get more and more of this as the as the days go on. I think it's going to get even better. So
I agree. I think the Durham report's going to be. I think that you're going to see some beginning activities in that not too far from now.
All right. Well, y'all appreciate it, Dan. Y'all doing a great job.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate it. Let's go to Koopa. Koopa, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. I appreciate you playing this today. It's fascinating, and Lindsey's doing a great job.
He really is. Let me tell you, this guy's a changed man.
Well, you know, without you, we wouldn't be able to hear it because NPR covered the Mueller report testimony. They covered all of the Intelligence Committee report. They covered the judiciary hearing. But for some reason, they're not covering this.
Yeah, you know, and here's the motto among the media. If we don't air it, it didn't happen. And I literally had people in the with the networks, Sam Donaldson being one of them, Bill Plant being another, that's their phrase. If we didn't air it, it didn't happen.
Yeah, I'm not surprised at NPR, but, you know. Anyway,
that was back in the 80s. I can't imagine what it's like now. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say thank you for allowing us who are out and about to listen to it on the radio.
It is my pleasure, Cooper. Thank you for the kind words.
Good day.
Take care. Do I have enough time for Urbanite? Or do I
only really have a minute here.
Urbanite's never done anything in a minute. let's give him a minute, then if he wants to hang on. Over. Urbanite, welcome aboard.
How you doing? It's going to take with a minute. I think we should get them all back to NPR. Because I've noticed they're not broadcasting the whole of this thing.
Yep.
And we can control that media. We may not be able to control NBC, CBS, or ABC, but we can definitely control NPR.
There you go, man. Well, yeah, I don't know.
And send a message.
Well, Herbert, thanks for the telephone call. I got to go to the top hour break. Going to be back with more right after this.